Coach, good to have three of your defensive line guys back, huh?
Yeah, little by little they're coming back. This week's a big week, and we want to get them on the field and let them run around, get used to things again, and then hopefully be able to practice them next week full go. So, yeah, it's nice. They've been gone a long time. They've been working very hard in the rehab, but it's nice to get them back on the field.
What's the situation with Loaf?
Loaf has a little groin pull, so we're just resting him. I don't think that's too significant.
Is Hackett close? Will he be coming back?
Hackett will come. He could come back Friday on the field, but you know we're going to practice one day then and leave on the trip. So my suggestion to our training staff is that, look, he's been going out a lot. He has a full three more days then if we don't start practicing until next week, which is Tuesday. But he could probably do a few things on Friday.
How about Womack?
Womack, same thing. We get most of the guys back practicing next Tuesday.
And the three guys that practice today, definitely out for Sunday, but then next game, you're looking at probably.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's how it's going to work.
The guys, you know, you're missing those guys in the defensive line, but the guys that are there, especially today, were doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, well, you got high effort guys in there that have played, so they're pretty good. You know, you have Terrell and Darby and those guys, and then Cooper's doing a nice job. Yeah, they're doing a good job in there. It'll be nice to get them back. I'm sure they'll appreciate the guys coming back for the rough thing, you know, because they get a little tired. But, no, they played well.
Does Winston kind of add that? I mean, I know he didn't do much, but early on he's running from drill to drill, and it seems like it just kind of adds that energy and just adds up a little.
Well, that's his game. That's really how he plays, and that's how he has to play, because he's not a big, big guy to play that position he plays. Both he and Bryce, you know, have to play the game that way, and it makes them good, both of them, and it's infectious. Yeah, it carries over to the rest of the defense.
For a guy like Tafoya, does it maybe cost him a little bit because he's kind of competing with some other guys he's brought in at end, and so does that, you know, it's more important for him now to get back out those
schools? Well, Joe, and Joe knows this, you know, Joe is, you know, is kind of one of those guys that you love to have on your football team, and every year it's probably because of his size and the position he plays. You know, he has to be a great special teams player, which that he is, and the guy's always going to be competing for that position on the team. And so, yeah, he's got to, you know, he knows the situation, though, and so he's got to get going. So the injury there, you know, it has a little more of effect than say, if Walter Jones had a sprained ankle and can't practice. You know what he's going to be, you know what's going to happen at the end. In Joe's situation, he's competing. It's a tough competition. So.
Coach, you talk a little bit about the defense this year. What's the difference having John Marshall as the defense coordinator compared to
Ray? Not a lot. You know, I mean, they know each other very well. They call the game almost the same. You know, it's the same defense as Ray brought. They've worked together a long time. They're both very talented men. Do a great job for the defense. To be able to have them both, I look at it this way, their situation is just flip-flopped. Now John's coordinating and Ray's in a supporting role, whereas before Ray was coordinating and John was the assistant coach. So it doesn't change dramatically.
What was the message, Mike, to those guys you held after yesterday, after practice in the afternoon?
Oh, that was just, I have a chat with those fellas and that stays in-house. Pardon me?
We'll open up play on
Sunday. I don't know that yet. I don't know. We haven't made that decision yet.
Mike, where are you? Got about four or five practice days left here in Cheney. Where are you as far as your satisfaction level on this camp? What you're getting out of the guys?
Well, we're getting. You know, they're working real hard. The camp's been unusual because we've had a lot of players that haven't been able to participate yet that we're counting on. So that has changed things just a little bit. As a result, we've played young people that haven't played very much, and we've had more mistakes than I would like. But the effort's been great. They're learning. You know, I might hear back off a little bit and give them some time here because I think they're a little bit tired. So, but we'll see. But I'm not unhappy with the camp at all. I think we're getting our work done. It's just that the frustration is that a lot of guys have missed practice time.
Who are those guys,
Darrell
and Tubbs, where are they at right now?
In their rehab?
Yeah.
They're both expected to participate, hopefully, next Tuesday. You know, now they might not be able to cut it loose, but at least get back on the field and do some stuff.
Coach, How about some of the guys, like, you know, who've kind of come back this week, like Bolware, Jimmy Williams, some of those guys that came back early enough that maybe you can get them into the game?
Yeah, that's my hope. You know, we got to see how their legs, their injury response to what they've done this week. And if it's okay, then, yeah, they're going to play.
What was the nature of Tubbs's injury? I know it was lower leg or something.
Achilles.
It was Achilles.
Yeah.
And just a strain.
Well, they operated on it, you know, and it wasn't a total tear, but it was. They had to fix some stuff in there.
Mm-hmm. But a little offbeat question here.
Really?
We're doing a story. Crazy. We're doing a story on fantasy football. Have you ever, you know, had a situation, maybe people approach at the grocery store and things, you know, where they said, maybe she'd give Deshaun the ball more, or maybe have Matt throw it. I mean, it seems to affect so many people nowadays. And Sean has told me a story about that. So.
He has.
Yeah.
I'm sure his story's a good one. No, my only involvement. Certainly, you know, you guys, if they know me, they tease. You know, they'll say something, but they're never serious. The only story I have is my daughter Cal, who's the doctor in Salt Lake City. She's the captain of fantasy football league, so they're always. In fact, I believe her group won it last year, and all the other doctors say that she has inside information that all matter. You know, so she has never listened to me about many things, and she doesn't listen to me about her fantasy football stuff. So she's on her own.
Well, that's why Alexander ran the ball so much.
That's right. That's right. That's pay for that tuition.
Do you have any thoughts or feelings on Gordon's latest regression or whatever you want to call it?
Yeah, I haven't read any. I heard people have told me that you know what happened. I don't know many of the details, but I will say what I always said about him, that he's a likable guy. I like him a lot, and it saddens me, you know, when something like this happens, and I pray for him, and that he gets his life in order before something real bad happens. You know, I told you this before when he was with us. You know, I root for, I tried to help. I felt I kind of failed the kid somehow, but he's got to get a grip on this clearly. Before something bad happens.
We asked you in the past last year, you know, Fasulo's fiery nature kind of in jest. Things in that session seem to get testy the last few days.
In the
special team section,
yeah.
Sessions out here. Is that good, or is that not really what you want? Or?
No, I think, you know, the players have been with us kind of know us as well as we know them. So they know if I get mad at something, they know it's just immediate. And then after that, it's not there anymore. Our job as coaches is to be critical and make corrections and push the player. I mean, that's our job. Their job is to respond and learn, and no one can be too sensitive around here, coaches or players, because it's a hard business that way. Now, some of us, our personalities, Bob's personality, my personality, Gil's personality, we're all different, you know. The only thing I ask the coaches to do, and they are pretty good at doing this, and you guys don't see it too much because you just see what happens in practice, is that if you're hard on a guy during practice, okay, one, make sure that you have good reasons for it, and then two, before that day is over, okay, you go up to that player and make sure you end the day on a positive note. You know, something. Find something to make sure he knows that you still love him and why you're doing what you're doing. Don't let it just fester, and my guys are good at that.
Mike, I know it's a little off-beach track, but with all the discussion, all the transition on the offensive line, Chris Gray seems to be the one constant, and he got completely overlooked last year as everybody got all these accolades, even Sean Locklear.
Yeah.
And talk about Chris, and in some ways he has gotten better as he's got older.
Oh, I think Chris is a good lineman, and as long as his body holds up, you know, and I mean that sincerely, as long as, you know, his legs are there, and you know, he's effective. He is effective. All the linemen on the line, really, when you have a Walter Jones and last year Steve Hutchinson, they're going to take a back seat. They're not going to get talked about enough.
Right.
You know, Locklear was the young surprise, and so he got talked about. Tobeck talks about himself a lot. So Chris just falls into that last category.
Yeah.
You know, so... But we, as a coaching staff, appreciate him. And, you know, he I don't know how many, he got that thing for playing the most games.
Right.
Yeah. And that in itself is something very special. And he's a good guy. We're lucky to have him.
Does that help mentor the young guys to see someone like that and the way kind of bring his lunch pail to?
Yeah, I think it does. I think it does. I used to think it affected it more than I do now.
I don't know.
As you get a little bit older, you kind of hope that they watch the work ethic of an older fella and all that kind of stuff. But I'm starting to change my tune on that just slightly.
Then you wonder why they don't watch it.
Yeah, just you know, it's they're pretty much thinking about what they're doing.
Can we get a kids these days from you? Can you say kids these days?
The what? No. You can say.
Almost, he's old enough to say that.
You just talked about special teams right now. Like my question would be, how does a guy like Kazipin be able to hang in there year after year when it seems like he's kind of on the bubble the last year?
Yeah, well, I would say this. The guys that are high-effort guys, that maybe have been starters or not starters, but are right there on the edge of a position, that they made their chance to make the football teams on special teams. Now, Isaiah has played for us, has started games for us, but he knows, we have upgraded our linebacker position. There's good young people, so he knows his role has changed just a little bit. So he must be an outstanding player on special teams, like DeFoya, Kazavinsky, Kudavides, those guys. Your linebackers, that's their ticket to stay. And so, yeah, they understand that. And that's why they're the players they are on special teams, and we need them.
Apparently Jerry Rice is in town today, and he gives me a temptation for you, maybe to throw him a uniform and get him out
there. Well, we did it once a couple years ago. And, I enjoy seeing him a lot. He has made my life richer as a coach by being around him on the two occasions, first in San Francisco at the prime of his career, and then really when he came up and helped us in Seattle when he was near the end of his career. And he's a special guy. And now he's, I'm sure, other than dancing, he's got to figure out what he wants to do with the rest of his life. So I'll be good to see him, always.
You got some moves you can
show me? Well, I will, but you're not going to be around. No one's going to be around. I got some great moves.
So if you're not here for the afternoon practice, we'll know what happened.
That's right.